Hey everybody, it's Science of Chaos, joined this evening by special guest at Can't Douse My Fire.
Good to be here.
So, we wanted to share some thoughts regarding the new line of greeting cards released by greeting card giant Hallmark. It's the wildly popular I'm Sorry You Lost Your Job line of greeting cards.
Featuring, is it really popular?
I don't know. But given the current economic trends, it stands to reason.
Meanwhile, how are you supposed to buy these cards, right? You don't have a job?
Well, they're being given out primarily by bosses.
Oh.
It's like, listen, here's a $25 gift certificate. By the way, read that card when you get back to your desk. There's a box by there, too. You'll understand why in a minute.
That's so cruel.
Yeah, well.
Very passive-aggressive, slap in the face.
I know, but that's how a lot of people roll. In any event, when does it stop, okay? At what point are we letting greeting cards say too much for us, you know? Where's the line? Do we stop at the, hey, I heard you got an abortion, but look on the bright side, you lost some weight and you're being socially responsible?
Oh my God. What about, hey, people I slept with during the last 6 months, I have genital herpes. Thought you should know and get tested too.
Ma'am, could you stop spreading your personal business around, please? All right, can we stay on topic here? Thank you. Point being, where's the line? All right, where do we draw the line of something I should be saying to you because I feel it and I wanted to express it to you, and here's a piece of paper with something someone else wrote that vaguely encapsulates something I may possibly feel for you but probably don't.
Wow, that's deep.
Ain't it, though?
I think it's more insulting the people that have known you for years and years and years on end, and, hey, this is what you're worth to me, a couple of bucks. Here's a card.
Right.
Maybe there's some money in it during your birthday.
Me? I always preferred the money. Just give me some money in an envelope. That's all I want.
Pretty much.
If you don't particularly care for me and know me well enough to elaborate on your feelings about me, that's fine. I'll take the money, and I'll appreciate you just the same.
But, even more, because you won't have to listen to their crap.
Indeed. But I guess what I'm playing at here is, which do you prefer, right? Do you prefer a heartfelt card that's picked out with love and care by someone who had 25 minutes and a special occasion?
And three bucks,
and maybe a lunch break, and, you know, after that bagel in between taking a dump back at work, you slipped in a quick trip to the Hallmark section there.
Which came first, the bagel or the dump?
That depends on...
It's one of those questions I don't think will ever be adequately answered.
You know, that's deep. That's an entirely different boop. In any event, so which one do you prefer? Someone coming up to you and expressing their feelings to you, even though they may not be wildly poetic, but it's coming from them? Or some contrived piece of paper that somebody else wrote... that's designed to be cute or wildly heartfelt. I don't know. Me, I prefer person-to-person contact.
I don't. I would rather the card. I hate people.
All right.
I love all of you, though. All my Twitter followers.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, the question falls to you guys. What do you prefer? I'm interested in RTs and replies and thoughts about this. Twitter's about starting a conversation, so I thought I'd throw this out there and see what sticks. Thanks for everyone who stuck with us, and thanks to everyone who RT'd the last Boo. I appreciate that very kindly.
And thank you to Audio Boo.
Indeed. You guys gave me a platform to spread my wildly distorted views and opinions.
You love the word wildling.
I do.
It's looking like a tick to me. Every time you say it, you like kind of tilt your head and smile.
It's because of the deep sense of self-satisfaction I get when I use it. Alright, I'll thank you not to judge me.
You're really cute, though.
Well, thank you. As are you.
Thank you.
In any event, thank you to my special guest at Can't Douse My Fire.
Hi!
And everyone have a lovely, lovely evening, afternoon, morning, day, whatever time of day you're checking this out at.
See ya!